You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tax.
What we know is that a sugary drink tax is one of the most effective ways at reducing sugary drink consumption, and thus the carnage that sugary drinks cause to all of us New Zealanders in the form of tooth decay, obesity and diabetes.
Well, people do agree that maybe we do have a bit of a sugary drink problem, but current market trends do show that sugary drink purchases, I believe, are going down and consumers are more inclined to buy healthier drinks. Why does the state need to be involved in this situation, and isn't it enough for the market to decide?
Well, what we need to do is look at overseas evidence. There was a great example in the UK who recently put a tax on sugary drinks, and there was a dramatic reduction in overall sugar rates. We heard that there was 30,000 tonnes of sugar were removed from consumption of sugary drinks. The issue about whether we need to do something about it, clear for those of us that work at the coalface, who work in the hospitals and dental practices around the country, we know that sugary drinks is actually the number one cause of tooth decay. We also know that even though that sugary drinks consumption is slightly decreasing, New Zealand still has the third highest sugary drink consumption rates in the OECD in the Western world. What the sugary drink companies are doing is slowly reducing the sugar via putting more emphasis on low sugar drinks, such as the Diet Cokes or Coke Zeros. These are just as acidic as, or almost as acidic as normal sugary drinks, fizzy drinks, and it's something that can definitely destroy your teeth.
So in what way does the New Zealand Dental Association believe is the best way to implement this legislation? Is it complete mimicry of the UK system where we have a set levy of around 14 to 18 cents on sugary drinks, or do you think there is another way?
Well, what we need to be done, we need to be guided by the experts and the evidence. The World Health Organization says we need to adopt a minimum of a 20% tax on all sugary drinks. The UK example is quite interesting because they have a two-tier system where the tax is increased over 5 grams, and then again it steps up again over 8 grams of sugar per 100. So the two-tier system is an effective way of encouraging the industry to reduce the amount of sugar that they put in their drinks.
As you mentioned before, New Zealand does have a high obesity rate and also a high rate of cavities. Why just sugary drinks? How come we aren't implementing some sort of tax or legislation across all foods that are very high in their sugar content?
Well, that's a good question. The reason that Dental Association and other organisations are focusing on the drinks is that the number one source of sugar in our diet actually comes from the sugary drinks. So it's a thin edge of the wedge, it's the first step. And what we want to do is focus on the drinks and then move that out into sugary items, particularly junk food.
I noticed in your previous example, when I pointed out trends in the market and how soft drink companies have implemented alternatives that aren't high in sugar, but they have similar effects on your health. Are you saying by drinking things like Diet Coke, you're still at the risk of harming your oral health?
Definitely. Not only are you risking damaging your oral health due to the acidity, but there's new and emerging evidence coming out from the US and the UK to highlight that these drinks are also leading to weight gain and obesity and type 2 diabetes. These drinks are extremely sweet, and what they do is that they maintain a desire for sweetness for consumers who are drinking these products. The Dental Association is adamant that if we're going to be drinking anything, we should be drinking plain water rather than artificially sweetened beverages. Just like juices are also detrimental to teeth, obesity, diabetes. Often there's more sugar in juice, even if it's freshly squeezed and organic, than there is in a can of Coke.
I see. So as it's commonly called, a soft drink tax, that isn't actually an accurate identifier. It would be applied to all drinks that are high in acidity and could be potentially damaging to your health. Is that correct with what the New Zealand Dental Association is proposing?
It depends which model and which overseas example we are going to be following. A number of countries overseas only target carbonated soft drinks. Others have also included all sugary drinks, which obviously includes juices and fruit drinks.
Some individuals are concerned about the cost for the state implementing this type of legislation and what we would get back in terms of tax revenue. What do you do to combat this opinion?
I think what we need to be cognizant is that these drinks are causing untold pain and suffering, but also costing the taxpayers hundreds of millions of dollars every year due to tooth decay, obesity and type 2 diabetes. The drinks, once a tax, or actually which we're calling it a health levy, once a health levy is placed, we're hoping that the tax revenue is pumped back into health promotion activities and maybe even spent fixing up kids' teeth in the community oral health service across New Zealand.
Another concern people have is that highest consumers of unhealthy and sugary foods are actually New Zealanders in the lower class. Some people are concerned that policies like this are regressive and target New Zealanders of a lower income bracket and actually place a higher economic burden on them.
Well, what we also know is that tooth decay, obesity and type 2 diabetes is also regressive. The lower down the socioeconomic class you go, the more likely you are to drink sugary drinks, the more likely you are to have no teeth, the more likely you are to be obese and have type 2 diabetes. So this is the exact reason why sugary drinks are so effective, in particular for low-income New Zealanders.
Why is the New Zealand Dental Association just so adamant on a type of tax? Why is government education and facilities, and also perhaps lowering the cost in some ways of healthier drinks, enough?
Well, what the Dental Association is calling for is a multitude of policies, with this health levy just being one. We're also calling on the government to mandate water-only policy for schools, education campaigns to highlight to the population how much sugar is contained in these drinks. We're also calling on the government to make mandatory health star ratings and to ban sugary drink ads and sponsorship and marketing to youth in New Zealand. So it's just one tool in the toolbox. It just happens to be the hammer in the toolbox.
Indeed, it definitely seems to be a bit of a controversial hammer, for sure. And just one last question. Why do you think a more socialised approach to dental care that would, instead of taxing particular New Zealanders and assisting them to be readily more accessible with specific kinds of dental care, like tooth decay, not a better solution than tax?
Well, the Dental Association is calling on the government to significantly increase the amount of money that they spend on treating low-income adults right across the New Zealand. This is something the Dental Association is passionate about, and along with calling for a sugary drinks levy, we're also calling on more free dental services for low-income adults and also youth.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.